Our next panel is, what's it called? It's got a long title, Navigating Parole, TPS, Navigating Parole, Deferred Action, and TPS Recipients Toward Lawful Permanent Residency. Our panelists are my dear friend Ramon Curiel, who practices in San Antonio, has more than 25 years of experience in immigration law, one of our authorities on getting residency through strange and mysterious ways. Thank you so much, Ramon. Make Juarez proud.
Make Juarez proud.
And our other panelist is Paul Hunker, who is now on our side. He plays for our team now. Yay! Paul Hunker of Dallas, now working for DeMott, DMCA. And he is a former chief counsel and was one of the greatest chief counsels ever. So we are happy. We'll miss him on the other side, but we're happy to have you on this side. We're glad you're our friends. Faye Colley will be here very soon. So I'll go ahead and do her introduction right now. Faye Colley is an Austin practitioner. She is another one of my go-to referrals for getting permanent residency through strange and mysterious ways. And she definitely does not take no for an answer. Faye is a partner with Ruth McChesney, and she practices also here in Austin. She will be here momentarily to share her knowledge with us. Thank you, guys. Take it away.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, everyone. Welcome. My name is Ramon Curiel, and my goal in life is to be as efficient as the attorney who represents my client's friend. I don't know how he or she does it, but they get the benefits faster, quicker. If anybody in the room is representing my client's friend, I'd like to meet you and steal your tricks. And I have to be honest with you, I'm a little out of my comfort zone, and I think we all are on this topic, and this is what attracted me to this topic. Because we usually, and we were discussing, and I'll let Faye get situated, but I don't know if you remember the movie Pulp Fiction, where Uma Thurman tells John Travolta that there are two kinds of people in the world, Elvis people and Beatles people, and Elvis people can like Beatles, and Beatles people can like Elvis, but at some point you do like one more than the other. That's kind of what we're going through in immigration practice. You either belong to the removal, humanitarian, family side of our bar, or you're on the employment side side of the bar. And this specific topic, it's kind of like the meeting of the two worlds, because you're thinking and we think differently also. By a show of hands, just how many of you consider yourself a primary removal family attorney? And how many of you consider yourself a primary employment-based attorney? Okay. A majority of shy people have here. All right. How many of you have been practicing for less than 10 years? Okay, that's a fair number. So with that said, that's what we're going to try to walk you through. And generally speaking, as we were preparing, we came up with five questions that you need to always ask when you're taking on these cases. Number one, how long can I sustain this status? Whatever it is, if you got a TPS, if you're an asylum seeker, DACA, we're here on October 25th. I don't have to remind you what's going to happen on November 5th. But most of those programs may or may not go away, or may be continued, or may be litigated for a while. Number two, can I change my client to another non-immigrant status?